and welcome to The Replay with Elle and Al for the week of October 10th. How are you doing, Al?
I'm good, Al. coming off of a working Columbus Day, because I don't have it off.
This is the first job I've ever had where I had it off, and really? I felt like I was playing hooky. It's not a real holiday.
It's not a real
Stop
holiday,
Stop taking it, America.
But...
He was a shady dude. He didn't even discover America.
Well, if they really want to change it to National Indigenous People Day, I'm down.
Totally.
Because maybe my employer will then give me off.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. Like, it'd be a real holiday.
It'd be a real holiday.
To be respected and celebrated.
Indeed.
But it was a big week for me because while I had Columbus Day off, as you know, I started watching Madam Secretary, which just changed my life. For those who don't watch, I'll try to do a whole pod with both Elle's mom and my mom on it. It'll be a bonus pod, not under the friendly bounds. But
not related to anything NBA. Although,
not yet. I have not found the NBA thread yet.
If you figured out how to pepper some NBA knowledge in there, that would be great.
Yes.
Madam Secretary is on CBS or on Sunday,
it is on
Sunday
CBS.
Nights, correct?
Sunday nights. And it really, so for those who want to get to know me a little better, I think a friend of mine once said that everybody has two ages that their soul is. And I believe that that is true. And my two ages are 17-year-old boy.
Okay.
I added gender, which is probably not necessary, but
okay.
True. Which is the friendly bounds part of me, where I just sit and look at the Twitters of basketball players and watch a lot of basketball. And then, like, 47 to 51-year-old woman, where I, like, refurbish furniture and watch Madam Secretary.
It's true.
So
and buy Banana Republic shoes.
And buy Banana Republic shoes. There you go.
Wow.
So anyway.
In case you want to know more.
Come to the closet. But you know what? This week is not about Madam Secretary.
That was amazing.
Sorry, I don't know. I wasn't even planning to get that in there, and then
people gotta know.
People have to know. But the season is ramping up.
It's right, not Madam Secretary. We're talking about the NBA.
Weirdly, the Madam Secretary season is also ramping up.
It is.
But as is the NBA season, and with that, people are asking the big questions. Probably none bigger than,
can the Cavs repeat?
Yeah, a creepeat.
A creepeat.
Is that a thing people are saying it? A K-peat?
Why are you putting that?
Because repeat with a C. Cavs repeat. A creepeat.
A cleepeat.
A cleepeat. Okay. Coined here, will there be a cleepeat?
Ooh.
I don't like the sound of that word.
I think we have to, let's go through the roster. Let's see what's going on here.
Okay.
I think this, maybe we can answer this after we've laid it all out
yes.
on the table, right?
So Elle and I are all about rigor when it comes to approaching any kind of basketball analysis. So we're going to hit you with the preseason stats, the amount of weight they each lifted in the offseason, really what they're looking at.
What they've been eating for the last few months.
Yeah, just kidding. we've decided this week to answer the question, will there be a cleepeat, which yes, I am going to use that term. And we are going to answer it in the way that only the two of us can, which is through things like their Instagram performances.
Past and recent tweets.
Yes. And their Snapchat endeavors. So we think that the key to any repeat, it's hard to repeat a title, first of
Absolutely.
All. Absolutely. It's difficult. You saw it with the Warriors last year.
There's a lot of pressure.
Ton of pressure.
Which is ironic because you could say that there's a ton of pressure when you, again, put together a powerhouse team, kind of like these two teams are.
Yeah.
And are going for the championship in the first place. But no, a repeat is big. And now, you know, Cleveland fans are really... You know,
yeah.
They're high expectations.
I mean, the thing is, fans are difficult in general. So it's like they've had a drought for, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you give them one, and then they're going to be pissed at you when you don't win the
exactly.
next year.
They're hungry.
They're hungry.
They love to win.
So, we've thought a lot about it, and it's hard to repeat. It doesn't happen very often, even when you have a really key, most of the key ingredients back. Like the Warriors did last year, but we kind of have a couple categories because we love categories in organization. The first is the star.
You really love categories.
I do. I used to be a consultant.
And it's
I'm gonna add
another category here. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't even know we went in this.
Okay. The first is the star in top form. The second one is, are they, you know, returning the roster.
What is, exactly, how much of the infrastructure from last year is left?
Is left. The third is, you know, what additions did they make? Are there any shakeups?
Yeah. And the fourth we will save as kind of a mystery
component. Oh, no, wait, I added the category, though.
Oh, which one?
One category is just bonding. Like, how's the team gelling?
How are they gelling? What's the chemistry like?
And then the last one we'll save for last.
Is an X factor.
An X factor,
if you will.
An X factor of sorts.
Right.
All right, so Elle, let's start at the top with the top star.
Very top.
How's Bronny doing?
He's crushing it, man.
He's crushing
it. He is crushing it.
Oh my God.
Well, my favorite was, because weirdly enough, I get really into playoff baseball. I can't really explain it, okay, but I'm into it.
No judgment.
And I was watching the Indians game when he came out onto the field and kind of like hyped up the crowd and said, it's Cleveland, it's us against the world, Cleveland, like all these key Cleveland, like we are the underdog phrases, and everyone was so riled up and so they just crushed it. I mean, he and the Cavs that went to the game were awesome.
What do you think?
And the Indians advanced to the next.
Totally. Yeah. His, like, the Cavs are so good, they made the Indians
they
good.
They made the Indians good. And I love, even though we were talking about Columbus Day and National Indigenous People, I hate that they're called the Cleveland Indians because there's something wrong with that. But I will say I love the phrase, like, the tribe.
Yeah.
Because if you're a fan, you're in the tribe.
You're in the tribe.
I'm a big fan of that.
That makes sense.
So they're crushing it on that.
And
they're,
tribes can be of all kinds and is not the same type of problematic.
Right.
As, like,
it's like
the Indian mascot.
Anthropological term.
And so I agree. That was awesome.
Awesome.
I kind of question about LeBron. What if LeBron were from like LA or San Francisco or Oakland or like New York? Like his whole shtick would be totally
his whole
over.
Shtick would be different. He may.
Yeah.
Have,
he Do you would, think he even would be in the NBA?
He would just be another kid.
He hadn't been from Northeast Ohio.
I don't know, man.
You know?
That's a great thought.
I know.
I don't think he would. I mean, he's this being from Northeast Ohio has allowed him to take on this godlike presence.
Exactly.
And be a part of the tribe.
Be a part of
it. And lead the tribe. And
endorse Hillary and have it mean something.
And have it mean something.
Yeah. I want an alternate reality movie, like Sliding Doors, the Gwyneth Paltrow movie from the 90s, on LeBron if he were born in, like, Seattle.
What is that? Sliding Doors?
It's a terrible
doors?
Movie. Don't see it.
Okay, great.
But, yeah, he's crushing it. And then just this week, when we thought you could not get any more peak LeBron 2016.
Oh, my God.
He did two things. I'll let you talk about the best part. But my favorite thing I saw him do was barge into his son's sleepover.
Yeah.
While on his way to morning workout, which means he was going to work out so early. Kids stay up late at sleepovers.
But it probably was
like 4:30 or 5.
Right.
And the kids were all up watching movies. LeBron barges in and goes, on my way to morning workout, and then starts like videotaping all the little kids on Instagram video in the sleepover. Imagine being like the random kid with braces who like looks terrible and ends up on LeBron's Instagram. Would you be pissed if your kid was on LeBron's Instagram?
I feel like you gotta know when you drop your kid off at that house that, like, they...
You think they sign a waiver?
No. I think they're like, oh, maybe my child will be lucky enough to be in LeBron James's Instagram story.
And then get discovered
with braces and all.
Maybe they can be a
Did you ever stay
guest star in Space Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever stay up that... I don't think I ever stayed up that late at a sleepover.
Do you want to talk... we don't have enough time to talk about me and sleepovers. I stay up very late.
In general.
Rule,
I know this about you.
And I always have. And so when everybody else would go to sleep at, like, 11, I'd be like, and then I'd go home at every sleepover. I hated sleeping over. I'd be like, why are you kids all asleep? I want to watch some freaking TV. So I'd go home and watch Saturday Night Live with my mom.
That sounds about right.
It was terrible.
That sounds awesome.
But it was way better than sleeping over with kids.
That sounds
amazing. But this week, he got even better.
He did.
What did he do?
On the, you know, we've heard a lot about locker rooms as of late.
Yeah, God.
And
LeBron showed us what a locker room really should be.
LeBron did. LeBron was cleaning up after his teammates, as I believe it was Kyrie Irving was being interviewed by someone, and a member of the press, and he was basically picking up everyone's dirty laundry, like, bags, because they were all over the place, and was like, this is the last time. Like an angry den mother. This is the last time I pick up this shit.
This is the last time. But yeah, you know that your team is going to do well when the top guy is cleaning up everybody else's laundry.
And he's saying, like, listen, the season has not even started yet.
Yeah.
Clean up your shit now.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a metaphor.
He's going to run a tight ship this year.
Yeah. And then he's going to take that ship to the ship.
He's going
to
take that ship over Lake Erie to the ship.
So I think that's a pretty big check for the Stars in top four.
Indeed.
All right, moving on to my next consultant category.
So, believe it or not, there are, yes, next consultant category, and there are other players on the team.
Yeah, shockingly, there are people other than LeBron James. You know what I was reminded of, speaking of the Indians game?
What?
That Kevin Love is on the Cavs. Like, obviously, I know that. Obviously, it's a constant point of talking. Like, there's a lot of controversy around the Kevin Love on the Cavs. Yeah, there's a part of me that always forgets. And then he was just in the box at the Indians game.
Oh, yeah. He flies under the radar. Yeah. His social media presence is extremely tame.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good thing. I really don't want to know too much.
I don't know a lot about Kevin Love, but I don't really want to know.
But maybe that's for the best.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
So Kevin Love is back.
Right.
Great.
Right.
We got the love.
Ooh, that's good.
And who else? Kyrie's back. And he actually had, this could go under team bonding.
Right.
Your category of team bonding.
Yeah.
But he had a great Instagram today. It looks like they all got Gear of War 4, which has a fabulous Snapchat filter right now.
Is War 4 a video game?
It's a video game.
Oh.
I assume.
You think maybe they're even bonding through,
like a Call of Duty
video game?
Yeah.
Wow.
They all got, and probably some promotion, but they all got these Gear of War consoles today.
Yeah.
And he did a hashtag team that games.
Oh.
You know, implying team that games, team that wins.
Right.
Together.
That's very cute.
And also Kyrie, we talked about this before, I think, but Kyrie's been killing it on the women's basketball shoe game.
Yeah.
Kyrie's ready.
Locked in.
And as you pointed out, they're resting him to make sure the knee is...
Yeah. And he came off a great summer.
Yeah.
Kyrie is totally ready. My next point is kind of their only ding in terms of the returning everyone.
Uh-oh.
Which is... I'm going to steal this from a loyal listener who, when I asked, do you have any thoughts on the Cavs, his contribution was, no deli, no trophy.
Oh.
Which
bold words.
Which is bold, and I was like, I'm stealing that, but I gave him credit, so it's not as good. But yeah, Deli's gone. Deli took his kind of two-game run 2 years ago and wrote it all the way to
really,
a big
really
ass contract. But good for you.
I enjoy watching him play. He's so scrappy.
Scrappy.
Which is, I know, such a stock word for, like, the type of player that he is. But he plays with so much heart, and I think he does. I think they're going to miss
Australian.
Him a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think it's Australian? Because he's Australian.
I don't know. I mean, it makes as much sense as anything else.
Because his nickname is Deli.
Deli. I know. It's so sweet. So, no deli, no trophy. That's a controversial statement. I don't know that we agree with that.
Should we make t-shirts?
And just go to a Cavs game at, like, Barclays this year?
Who is deli with now?
I looked that up right before this, and I can't remember. That's embarrassing.
Well, we should...
We'll come back to you.
We should make those shirts and
go to their game. But they have deli, so... Deli trophy is what we
just
call
it. Like, just to remind people.
We're okay with them not having deli, but we are a little, and as Ellie would like you to know, Richard Jefferson still Snapchat strong.
Oh, guys, seriously, Richard Jefferson, and his Snapchat name is just Rich with the little microphone emoji.
Yeah.
Really strong Snapchatter.
Really strong.
He Snapchatted from the Indians game, and it was on point.
And I think that, so it's like, we have Kevin Love was at the Indians game, Richard Jefferson was at the Indians game. So was another player who is actually not technically on the Cleveland Cavaliers right now.
This is concerning. This should be the headline within all this Trump locker room talk, yeah. Clinton emails. This should be right up there.
Where is JR?
Where is the contract?
Right.
I need a signed contract.
Yeah.
I need this done.
Okay. And the thing is that I think JR Smith right now is, have you ever been to a party and seen someone who like really has decided they want to hook up with someone else? And like
Have you ever been that person?
And the other person is like kind of into it, but honestly they're just a little rude and they're like ignoring.
Yeah.
So you just like stay.
Yeah.
Till the end of the night.
Even if you're friendly.
Yeah. And then you're like, hey. And then they're like, yeah, you seem fine. And so I think J.R. Smith is a little bit that person right now because he is not leaving Cleveland. He is in the city of Cleveland.
He
is touring Ohio harder than Hillary Clinton is right now.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
He went to the Ohio State. In 1 week, he went to the Indians game. He went to the Ohio State game.
Yeah.
He went to, like, the Cleveland Chamber of Commerce to talk about Down syndrome.
He went to the chamber, the city council.
Yeah, Cleveland City Council to talk about Down syndrome.
And maybe I imagine this, but was he wearing a sweater vest? Or just a sweater?
I'm looking it up live. Because
he looked very
next level. He was wearing a sweater with a little collared shirt. Oh, and don't forget, he also went to the Bengals game.
Right.
And he has the same decorative.
The Browns game.
No, right? He went to the Bengals Cowboys game.
Oh, but that's because he's a Cowboys fan, I think. Or is he a Bengals fan?
Wait, let me back this up.
He definitely went to the...
Oh, no, you're right. He went to the Browns game.
He said,
that's what I call a triple crown. Indians, Buckeyes,
yes,
Browns.
Yes, I saw that.
Hashtag just moving around, hashtag meetings. I think someone needs to send J.R. Smith a letter that says, like, the meetings you should be having are with the Cleveland Cavaliers and not with every other organization in Ohio.
You cannot go play football now for OSU.
But he said that he could. Or he took a picture of himself batting at the Indians game and said, I can do this. The best part about it is, I think what he's gunning to do, based on his recent city council appearance, is just to get a key to the city of Cleveland because he thinks it'll work for Quicken Loans Arena. And then he can just show up. He's like, oh, yeah, I don't have a contract. I'm totally fine with that. I have a key. I'm here.
Don't worry, I'm in.
The thing that's really disconcerting...
That's a good strategy.
The thing that's disconcerting is, like, LeBron is starting to get pissed and get vocal about his lack of contract.
I saw. But it sounds like... He doesn't really have too many great options besides Cleveland.
Well, and he clearly doesn't want to leave.
Right.
They just need to, like... But LeBron said...
Like, he could go to the
Sixers,
right. Is what I read. Well, LOL.
But what LeBron said, which is true, is he's like, it was all of camp and all of preseason without a great guy that we want on our team, even though he's clearly very much there.
Right.
And so it's just annoying.
Yeah. He's trying to do what's best for...
For Team Swish.
And while we're speaking of, like, a tour of Ohio, yeah. The trophy, and I wonder if this is why he's kind of touring around, too.
That would be logical,
The trophy, the Larry O'Brien NBA championship trophy is traveling around on a hashtag all for Ohio tour. Maybe they should just send the trophy around with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I was going to say, Clinton should get that trophy
right.
As part of every... campaign stop. If her campaign knew what they were doing, they would get that out there with her.
They would be traveling together. And the trophy and her.
Yeah.
But they need to get the J.R. Smith deal needs to be done. So the trophy's doing this tour and then it comes back to Cleveland on October 24th.
Okay.
Their season opener is on October 25th.
Okay.
And that's kind of, that's like when the deal needs to be done. That's also the game where they're going to put up the championship banner.
Yes.
And get their rings.
Right. And like J.R., he'll be there. I think the answer,
I want him to be on the team.
I think our answer to this question of returning everyone is it all depends on J.R.
Yeah.
It all falls on J.R. Smith and his tattooed shoulders. I feel like we shockingly in this segment neglected who has been noticeably absent, but Iman has not really been a part of all this fun.
I stalked his Instagram today, and that's because he's doing he's laying low and doing
he's shopping for man purses with Tiana.
I'm sorry, he looks so ridiculous.
He has, you don't like his
tonight
purse?
He had like it was like a beach bag sized tote that like my like 60-year-old aunt wouldn't use.
Totally.
And it was not, it probably cost what, like a couple grand? I'm like, what are you doing, man?
But you know what? If that's what makes him happy, it's a check in the box if the players are returning. And
if buying ugly old woman purses, Iman, is what you need to do to get your mind right for the season, then fine.
There you go.
He was also in a new Adidas ad that kept going during the debate. On Sunday. Did you see it?
I was watching the debate, but I didn't see any Iman ads. We were watching on different channels. Yeah. Mm. So they've got the players returning as long as they don't totally mess up and lose JR. But who did they, our third category, who did they return or who did they add or what kind of shakeups have been happening?
Well, they added one of our favorites? No. Chris the Birdman Anderson.
Literally might be my least favorite player in the NBA to watch.
I mean, he's not my least favorite to watch, but he's a fascinating being.
Yeah.
I would die to like have like a 15-minute interview with him.
Honestly, I would probably want him on my team because tattoos like hurt a lot. And, like, he has a whole body of tattoos.
Right.
Like, literally his whole body. Up his neck, everywhere. Same thing, I guess, with JR.
And he's 6'11". That's a lot of body.
But they're colored, in which I don't know anything about, really, tattoos or how colored tattoos work. But it makes me think, like, because his are filled in, they had to hurt way more than, like, JR's.
Yeah, I agree.
So the man can take pain. He's tough.
Yeah.
So, on that measure, good addition.
Right.
And Ellie has a new crush, y'all.
I have a new crush, and his name is Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Yes.
And he is one of the newest members of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah.
He came from the Bulls, and he's actually originally from Ohio, too. So it's like a homecoming.
Are you ready for your home visit?
Guys, can we
get flown out to a Cavs game?
From stalking his Wikipedia page, he is not married, so.
Mike.
Not that that would make a difference anyway.
She's coming for you. I don't like the name Ellie Dunleavy, so I think you'd have to start going by Elizabeth.
Or I could just go by Elle.
Elle Dunleavy. Yeah, that's cute.
That's chill.
That's chill. That's totally chill.
Yeah, so those were the two big new additions. And then...
Those are pretty big additions.
I would say... I mean, Chris Anderson will play.
Yeah.
I don't know if my boy Mike will play.
Well, Chris is a LeBron reunion.
Right. Because he played
for the Heat with LeBron.
Right. And he's just a big, versatile... man. What is he, a power forward? Center, technically?
All the tats.
Ay.
and so, the roster is not totally filled out yet, though.
Right.
And so we decided to help Coach Lou, our boy Coach Lou from Mexico, Missouri, greatest city in the country.
Who knew?
Not me.
How did you find that out?
Because last year during his, like, acceptance speech, I know that's the wrong term, but, like, his victory speech after the thing, he kept being like, who would have thought someone from Mexico, Missouri? And everybody on my Twitter feed was like, what the fuck is Mexico, Missouri?
Who would have thought there's a town named Mexico in Missouri?
Literally nobody on Twitter.
That's awesome.
Only Tyron Lue. We've decided to help you out by kind of evaluating the four people that, according to a hard-hitting journalist who we also know nothing about, Joe Varden from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. That's a good newspaper title, though.
Plain Dealer?
Not plain, P-L-A-N-E, like plain dealer. Like, I deal it to you plain. Like, I'm hitting you hard with
Like
plain
a straight
info.
Talker.
A straight talker, a straight shooter.
We could start
a competing magazine called the Cleveland Plain Dealer, but P-L-A-N-E, and then we just sell a lot of planes to all the Cavaliers players. A private plane for you.
Sold.
Sorry, we just got very off track there. but we're starting an empire of newspapers. But
Plane Dealer. Okay, so the guy from the Plane Dealer. Yeah, the guy says,
the Plane Dealer told us that, says that
these four guys
are in the running for the final.
Likely for the final spot, right?
Final so two who spots. Are they? The final two spots: Jordan McRae, Dante Jones, Tony Douglas, and DeAndre Liggins. So right. We decided to evaluate them the only way we know how, which is how good's their Twitter and Instagram game?
Indeed. And you did more investigative work, because I only looked for some Instagram accounts, and I couldn't find too much that was super remarkable. Jordan McRae seems to have some swag.
Yeah, Jordan.
He went to the University of Tennessee. He's all about the Volunteers.
Yeah, Jordan McRae's cray. His Instagram game is definitely, his Twitter game is very strong.
Okay.
He was recently searching for where you could watch the new FX show Atlanta on demand, which I very much respect.
Right, important. Great show. Is he from Atlanta? Do we know?
No. Okay. Not that I know of, but Atlanta's a great show.
Right.
He recently, because I'm a loser and was watching post-game video on ClevelandCavaliers.com.
Nothing wrong with that.
He recently wore a sweatshirt that looked like it had been attacked by a Tyrannosaurus Rex, which I also very much liked. Like, that whole, just huge holes in the sweatshirt.
Right. I believe Russell Westbrook does similar things.
It was very Kanye.
Any Mon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most importantly, he once tweeted, about to bowl by myself. Weird. Which I was like, no, man. Bowl by yourself.
Live your life.
So, we're pretty pro Jordan over here at the
replay. Yeah, I'd have to say, based on your findings, that I think Jordan... Well, again, we couldn't find too much on the other guys.
Yeah, Tony and DeAndre have no Graham. Tony does have a Twitter that says he's a Knicks player and he hasn't tweeted since 2011.
You know what that is, Tony? Soft.
Yeah, Tony, get your shit together. How are you going to have fans?
How are you ever going to have girls DM you if they think you're in a different city? Ridiculous.
You don't know anything.
And then you uncovered some somewhat controversial things about DeAndre, which we'll just let lie.
Yeah.
Dante Jones is legit. I like Dante.
Yeah, he's been tweeting a lot coming out against... Donald Trump's locker room comments and saying that they're utterly ridiculous and inappropriate, which I'm very in favor of.
Right.
But I think, so these four are according to Jordan, Joe Varden, who I made Jordan.
Not our drug dealer, just our plane dealer.
Just our plane dealer. The resident plane dealer.
Plane dealer.
He said those are the four, but we have a dark horse we'd like to...
Kay Felder. Kay Felder, 5'9", went to Oakland.
He's probably going to get cut, like, as we speak. He's probably in Ty Lue's office getting cut.
He probably is getting cut as we speak, but God, we love him. And
how good is his gram?
His gram is fresh. And one thing we've uncovered from both the gram and Twitter is that he's a big fan of bow ties and suspenders.
Yes. Like, his Twitter cover photo looks like... Definitely it's his high school prom pic, and that they're all dressed up like Steve Urkel.
Right. But, like, cool Steve Urkel.
Yeah, cool Steve Urkel.
Yeah.
They're dressed, honestly, like Russ and KD were 3 years ago.
Mm.
When, like, it was...
At the All-Star game?
Yeah, like, the nerd chic was the thing, and now they've just gone off the road, off the rails. But yeah,
Kay Felder, we're rooting for you.
Yeah. Oh, also, Okay, so Kay Felder tweeted something amazing.
Oh,
which is why he's still on my list, that I was saving for you to read to you live.
Okay. This isn't one that I read. I may have read this.
Someone tweeted, just generally, I don't know if they're friends or not, when your main chick hardly claim you, something ain't right. To which Kay Felder retweeted and replied, say it again, my brother. Who is this girl out here cheating on Kay Felder? You know what? You don't know anything. He's an adorable little man.
He's an adorable little man who dresses very, very well.
Very well.
And could have his chance at a spot on the reigning world champion NBA team.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
So are you giving them a check or not? We gotta stick to the formula.
What do you mean? Am I giving
for their additions? They do a good job on their additions and shakeups. You think they're good?
I mean, I think I give, like, half a check.
All right, TBD.
Yeah.
Okay. And bonding. This one's super important because the chemistry, you never know.
Really, this is really important. And LeBron, I think LeBron is especially attuned to this, too.
Yes.
And Tyronn Lue. They're all on the same page. I think they're, I think that's why the team is going to look pretty much, for the most part, the same this year, because they do have really good chemistry.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier, it looks like they're all now playing video games with one another, so the competition is we're taking it from practice and we're taking it home.
Yeah.
Which is great.
That's perfect. They've been tweeting a lot back and forth at each other.
We've been seeing some, I've been seeing some videos from, like, team workouts.
Yeah.
Did you see this one of them on the Versa Climbers?
Yes. LeBron loves the Versa. The only other person I've ever met who does the Versa is my dad. My dad crushes the Versa Climber. Not anymore, because he's...
It's really like, an interesting machine. But... I didn't know...
Oh, yeah. He literally will do the Versa. My whole growing up, he would do, like, the Versa for 30 minutes. And then I saw LeBron does it all the time. I'm like, who knew?
Should we be doing the Versa Climber?
Probably, but my dad and LeBron are both, like, 6'7 or taller. And so I don't know if, like, little girls doing Versa is as good. Well, I just don't know. I think maybe it's a lot more effective if you're, like, that big, whereas if you're little, maybe you weren't covering as much ground.
Yeah.
I'm totally making this up right now. I'll try it with you if you want to.
There's actually, like, a...
You want a Versa?
Yeah, I kind of do. There's, like, apparently this boutique in this boutique gym in LA
that just does Versa classes. No way.
Yeah.
Maybe we can use that as a pickup line at bars. We can go up to guys and say, you Versa, bro?
No, you Versa, bro. Do you wear Bonobo?
You Versa, bro? I think they did the most important bonding activity that any team can do that I don't know that I've ever seen a team do. The whole team went to the Life of Pablo concert. And they went into what I think is the single most dangerous place in America right now, the mosh pit at the Kanye concert, underneath his stage. And, like, if his stage fell and he took out the entire Cleveland Cavaliers, in addition to all those, like, teenagers who are taking it up from high school.
Other people's lives. Yeah. Right.
But they risk their lives to hang out with each other and have a little fun. Right. So how do you get better than that?
I don't think you do. I'm getting only good vibes about about the team bonding.
Yeah. And I think as soon as LeBron teaches them all to do their laundry, they're going to be, like, in tip-top shape.
Yeah, do you think he's going to have a tutorial session?
How much would you pay to live stream LeBron teaching the Cavs to do their laundry? Like, $8?
To live stream it?
Yeah,
No more than 10.
Right. Jay-Z should do it on Tidal.
Yes, he should. He absolutely should.
Although probably LeBron can't do that because he has the whole Beats by Dre, but Apple should do it.
But LeBron, if you're listening, which you're probably not, but God, I hope you are.
Yeah.
Why don't you put on your Instagram story?
True. So it'd be free.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd like that.
Okay. I think, Ellie, we've found ourselves at the final category.
And what did we call before? We called it the X Factor, but what is it really?
It's the K Factor.
Yeah, it is.
It's the K Factor.
And who is the K?
Well, we have two, actually.
Right.
The main one is Khloe, obviously.
Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian Odom, because I think she's technically still Khloe Kardashian Odom.
That's so tragic.
So technically still married to Lamar, but dating Tristan, and how do we feel that will impact the Cleveland Cavaliers' chances of a repeat? A Cleepeat should be trending by now.
Cleepeat. I am slightly skeptical of her having a positive effect.
Okay.
Because, Kardashians bring all sorts of...
Right.
Drama and... And although we love Khloe, I want the best for Khloe.
Yeah.
Does Tristan need this distraction? Especially when his ex-girlfriend, who goes by the name of Jordy C.
Right.
God, I hope one day...
I mean, I can't make fun of her because I go by Dally C. Show.
I know. But is pregnant with his baby from...
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Page 6.
And...
We're looking for confirmation.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get confirmation, but we're certainly looking for it. And she's supposed to give birth to this baby that's maybe his in, like, a month.
Right.
So...
A tangled web Tristan weaves.
I don't know. Also, I didn't know he was Canadian until recently.
I didn't know anything about
him.
Did you know?
Yeah. There's a picture he tweeted
of bringing him with Bieber,
bringing the trophy to a Tim Hortons.
Stop! That's so cute. Maybe I had seen that. You know, so I think.
What do you think?
So I, you know, I love Chloe. I think Chloe facilitated the all VIP Life of Pablo experience. So that's pro.
That's pro.
She went to the Indians game with them, but sat in like the glassed off area so she didn't draw attention to herself. Pro. She's all about the bonding.
So she's a part of the tribe. Okay.
She's a part of the tribe. She also is a great cook, and I think people forget.
What does that have to do with anything?
She'll like make him some nice food and stuff. She did that for Lamar. But I think people forget Lamar actually at the beginning of his relationship with Chloe got much better. He won Sixth Man of the Year. It was just like when Lamar's own kind of drug addiction took over that he kind of dwindled, but I don't think it was a Khloe or Kardashian thing, and I don't think she really impacted James Harden's performance, but, like, what could? Who knows? He sucks on defense, he's great on offense, kind of consistently all the time.
Right.
So I think, I'm being overly defensive of the K factor, but let's be honest, you're right. No matter who it was, a long-distance relationship in LA with a famous person is probably suboptimal.
Right.
When you live in Cleveland.
And we don't want to see her get hurt.
I mean, mostly I care about her. Like, I'm sorry. NBA championship be damned. But there's another K factor. That could outweigh the downside of Chloe.
Actually, that's a great point. He really could because...
Oh, God, how?
Well, one, because it's Kevin Garnett we're talking about.
Yeah.
So Kevin Garnett... Allie has uncovered, is public.
Breaking story. Right before this podcast started.
That there's a chance that Kevin Garnett maybe will be a coach of some sort or help.
He was invited by Ty Lue to come coach for the Cavs.
Right.
And we're holding out hope.
We're holding out hope. And I think that actually could counter because KG's a center, right?
Yeah.
Tristan's a center.
Right.
Could be direct mentorship and coaching.
Right.
And Chloe, you know... Maybe that will negate the K factor.
And Chloe loves to take selfies, and so she can get all of her Instagram fill in by hanging out with KG with dick pics, so she doesn't have to bother Tristan.
That's great.
You know? If there is a dick pics Chloe Kardashian selfie that comes along on my feed in the next couple months, game over.
Won't that be everything?
The Cavs are going to sweep... Every round of the playoffs, if that's what happens.
That'll be a good omen when we see that.
Yeah. So basically, I think we've gone through all the categories, and we're just landing in a place that says it's all down to Chloe and KG.
Yeah. It all comes down to Chloe and KG, who are both, you know, again, wild cards, but it could go really well.
All right. We're going to close out with a rapid-fire game. 3 minutes or less. It's called Cleveland or Not. I know nothing about what the questions are. I also know literally nothing about Cleveland, but Ellie, in her diligent research as a news journalist, has uncovered some facts about Cleveland and is going to quiz me on, am I just have to answer Cleveland or not?
Yeah, I think I haven't quite figured out exactly how I'm going to pose each question. Like, I think I'll just be like, Cleveland is this, true or false? But
yeah.
It's basically, it's either Cleveland or not.
It's either Cleveland or not, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to say them as I have them.
Great.
Was home to America's first billionaire, John D. Rockefeller?
Cleveland.
Correct.
Yes!
Is the largest city in Ohio?
Nah.
Correct.
Cincinnati.
It is Columbus.
Columbus! I've been to Columbus,
Population
Ohio.
Population-wise, yes.
Yeah, that's where Ohio State is. I had a swim meet there in college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. 50% of the United States population lives within a 500-mile radius of Cleveland or nah?
I thought you were going to say 50% of the U.S. population lives in Cleveland. 500-mile radius. Okay, so that's going to take you probably... I just don't feel like they're very populous states. But how far east is Cleveland? Are you going to get to, like, Philly within 500 miles?
I can't say.
I'm going to say... That seems like a weird fact for you to have just come up with, so I'm going to say Cleveland.
It's actually not. It's Columbus again.
Columbus with the population. Okay. That's also crazy. 50%. Wow.
Right? Okay, I'm going to give you 4 famous people. 2 of them are from Cleveland.
Yes.
And 2 of them are from Nah. Halle Berry.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg.
Cleveland.
Arsenio Hall. And Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay. Say them again and I'll say Cleveland or Nah.
Halle Berry.
Nah.
Or do you want me to go through and tell?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'll let you say all of them. Halle Berry, Nah. Arsenio Hall.
Nah.
Steven Spielberg.
Cleveland.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, wait, sorry. I don't think Sarah Jessica Parker, so Nah. So I just did 3. Okay. I'm going to switch out Arsenio. Arsenio and Steven are from Cleveland.
Okay. Halle Berry and Arsenio are from Cleveland.
What? I thought Steven Spielberg was... Is Steven freaking Columbus?
Spielberg's from Cincinnati.
Oh!
And Sarah Jessica Parker is from someplace called Nelsonville, Ohio.
God, the world is from Ohio!
No, it's crazy. Speaking of that, 3 U.S. presidents were from Cleveland.
Wowza!
Or not.
Oh. 3 is pretty high. I'm gonna say Nah.
Nah is correct, and simply because, actually, 5 U.S. presidents are from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Jeez!
And 7 U.S. presidents were born in Ohio.
One of my brother's
nuts?
Best friends is a rising politician in the state of Ohio.
Of course.
In Cincinnati, and I'm going to have him listen to this podcast, so
yeah,
shout out.
Better.
Go Cleveland, go Ohio.
I'll do, let's see what else.
2 more.
Okay. The largest, most comprehensive collection of historical contraceptives in the world is at the Dittrich Museum of Medical History in Cleveland or Nah?
Cleveland, because the Cleveland Clinic is in Cleveland, and I feel like there's a lot of medical stuff.
That's correct.
Yes!
That's correct. That was a weird fact.
Who knew I knew so much about Cleveland?
Right?
I know more about Cleveland than I do about slogans.
And then... Lastly, this, you know, Cleveland or not, is home to the original West Side Market.
Oh my gosh.
This is huge.
This is huge.
This is huge.
Like, the original of the one that you shop at here?
I would, not the original, like, of the chain that exists in New York, but, like, the first, like, West Side Market. Like, the first...
Well, I'm gonna say Cleveland.
It is. It's
is it the like the
oldest,
first grocery store
like,
in America?
It's like the oldest market in maybe Ohio, but like in Cleveland. It was founded in 1840.
Wow.
And now it's like, it's historical. There's a very historical West Side Market in Cleveland that we must visit.
Okay, this is the thing. Ellie's favorite grocery store is there. We're huge fans of JR.
Huge fans of JR.
We'll fly ourselves there, but I think the Cavs can give us some free ticks.
Yeah, Cavs, come on, man.
Tick picks.
Seriously, and also one last fact about Cleveland.
Okay.
It used to be called the Mistake on the Lake, and now I think we can all say that it is not a mistake on the lake.
On that note... Have a great weekend, y'all.
Go Tribe.
Oh my gosh.